Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Everyone should be treated equally, and the legal system should work for the people, not against them. Every day, our network of supporters, lawyers, and educators from across the country continue to fight against injustice and oppression, both in and outside of the courtroom and at all levels of government.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, home of Burnaby Rock, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory high atop Burnaby Mountain in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. This episode was pre-recorded at my land assembly in East Vancouver on the traditional unceded territory of the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is another new episode. This is episode 67 of the program, and it is an all-original episode. It is not a shadow episode, it is another research episode. I have found time to delve into the long list of stuff I've been needing to check out that I barely got started on for episode 66. On episode 66, I got through most of the Earshot stuff. So for this episode, I finished up with the Earshot charts and went through about 3.5 months of CITR charts and Pitchfork reviews. This is as complete a new music episode as there has ever been on this program, aside from one backdated release, a previously released song, and a new release of a song recorded in 2006. Everything on here tonight is brand new, and there are no randoms in the mix at all. All told, I found 28 songs from 20 albums I was okay with, and only one of those songs was cut from tonight's play sheet. There are more songs I could have potentially cut, but they're not the end of the world, and I suppose that's kind of it for new music right now, as I've exhausted all of my usual pools. As for where I found stuff, there was nothing more from what was left of the Earshot charts. Pitchfork was an unmitigated disaster, considering there was 3.5 months worth to go through. All I got was a sample-heavy Deep House party record from Texas and a couple of electro-ambient tunes. Ultimately, it came down to the CITR charts, which netted 15 by my count, which is a really high number. I find the CITR charts typically pretty low margin, and it's always a slog getting through them. I suspect they don't just put playlist stuff on their charts like I suspect CJSF does. I think it's more of a kitchen sink approach. Their charts are typically unrecognizable from week to week, and any compiled list I make balloons quickly, and furthermore, I can go pages without finding anything of interest. But putting in the time, it is a great source for finding relatively unknown stuff. My favorite albums featured on this program are from D'Arto and Golden Age of Wrestling. Both are artists, at least projects I've passed over before, and I think in each case it deserves an inquiry. D'Arto are from Seattle, they are stoner rock, and are more complex than they would seem at first glance. For me, they've kind of filled in for PC Worship, who haven't released a proper album in 5 years. Golden Age of Wrestling is, of course, the other project of the artist behind Devours. I've often opined, not on air until now, at what a gifted composer and world-class producer they are, but that the Devours project, although I've played them before, stylistically is a bit too in your face for someone as old as I am. Golden Age of Wrestling, on the other hand, is perfect for this show, especially where it's at right now, so I stand corrected. Starting off the show tonight was the Detroit Escalator Company. I suspect that song was first released in 2003. I don't read Pitchfork reviews, though. I just take names. Then it was Fennec from the Texas Deep House Party record. After that was D'Arto, and then YL Hui from Australia. Both of those songs could have been cut, probably. So onward and upward.